everyone, and welcome to this first ever Amersheek Live. We're switching up the format a bit, but we'll be serving up the piping hot Disneyland Paris tea as always. I'm your host, Eric, and with me is my amazing co-host, Niels.
Yes, hello everyone, and sorry guys. Hello everyone. I'm ready to celebrate New Year's Eve at Disneyland Paris, and today we're talking all about our wishes for Disneyland Paris in 2024.
Yes, I'm so excited. But before we get to all that, some news. Niels, what has caught your eye at Disneyland Paris over the past month?
Well, my biggest news for this month is that Disneyland Paris finally announced some new features for the Disneyland Pass holders. So that's the much criticized next generation annual pass range. They were much more expensive than the previous annual passes. Most perks were taken away, but as said, we now get some new and, well, continued features. So first, the next annual pass and also Legacy Disneyland Pass exclusive event will be on March 22 in 2024, of course. And that's the third party since the Disneyland Pass was released. I guess the theme will be related to the Symphony of Color season, as that will be running by then. But that has not been officially announced yet. So we also get a possibility to digitally make room-only bookings for the Disney Hotel. So that's something we're waiting for for a long time.
Yes.
And then we get a second round of, well, pop-up surprises. So in other words, the surprise character meets for the pass holders in the former annual pass bureau. So these meets will start mid-January. There's no exact date communicated yet. And these can be booked by annual pass and Disneyland pass holders through the annual pass website. So that's the old site where you also could book your privileged tickets and the former VIP viewing areas. But last but not least, family and friends tickets will be offered for a limited time between January the 7th and March 8th. And sales started already online, and you don't need to pick up these tickets anymore at the Walt Disney Studios park counters. So that's a big plus that it's totally digital. And you can buy a one-day two-park ticket for a family member or a friend, and that's starting at €41 per person. So I guess it varies per day in the week or moment in the month, maybe. And the pass holder, of course, needs to enter together with a family member or friend. Otherwise, you could buy like 100 cheap tickets and just sell them on eBay. But so you have to enter together like with the other, the old privileged tickets. But it's a new temporary privileged tickets, basically. But I'm happy that they are offering these new benefits to pass holders.
I mean, it's great to see these old new benefits make a return in one form or another. I wonder what the reason why behind the limited time frame was. I just wish they would have reintroduced it without that little asterisk at the end, you know, like until March 8th. And then
I agree. But it's probably something extra to offer in the low season, like these pop-up surprises are not now in the Christmas season because it's already packed in the parks. They ended before the Christmas season. They will bring it back from mid January onwards. So I guess it all has to do with the low crowded season.
That does make sense. It's a pity that we just get less than what we used to get. So I think all of us, like, quote unquote, old fans that are hanging in there are just waiting for more of those OG AP benefits to make a comeback in one form or another. Yeah.
But they are finally listening. I'm bringing back something.
Maybe sales numbers showed a bit of a dip.
Could be. But happy to see new things coming, and let's hope they extend this a little bit.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So on my end, yeah, so Europa Park is working really hard on the reconstruction of the Tirol Log Flume and Alpine Coaster Enzian after a fire damaged the aforementioned attractions in June of 2023. They finally released some concept art and announced that the new walkthrough experience will be called Yomi Adventure Trail. So the revamped Australian themed area will feature beloved attractions such as, of course, the previously mentioned Tirol Log Flume and the Alpine Coaster Enzian, as well as a few other surprises. So the controversial Yomis will find their new home in this revitalized area, and the Yomi Adventure Trail is designed to offer parkgoers an immersive and unique experience. Furthermore, a new picture book featuring a story about the Yomis is slated for release in the spring of 2024. These were originally introduced to Europa Park in 2023, and with a short film in the Enchanted Forest cinema. So these mythical creatures have been integrated into various Europa Park attractions since then, including the Enchanted Forest, as well as Josefina's Magical Imperial Journey. I'm not the biggest Yomi fan. I think it's great how quickly Europa Park is bouncing back from this unfortunate fire incident.
Right.
So I just hope that it's going to be an upgrade to this beautiful and already great looking park. But some of the concept art does look really nice.
Yeah.
Some of it looks a bit of a mess too, but we'll see what the final result will be.
Yeah. I see a lot of mountains and even snowy mountains in the concept art. And
yeah.
I'm wondering if all those mountains will be actually there.
I think we're going to get some rock work. So during our last trip, we did see them constructing some of the rock work. So I guess we'll get some in the form of forced perspective. So there's definitely rock work. But we'll see how big it will feel when it's finally complete.
Let's see.
I don't think we'll be getting Expedition Everest there anytime soon. Now, before we move on to this month's main topic, I did want to quickly mention that in this month's Patreon exclusive show, we're chatting all about the weirdest attractions in European theme park. So that's right. We're in a celebration of all the wonderful oddities that bring us so much joy. You can get access to this exclusive episode as well as all of our other fabulous Patreon exclusive shows over on patreon.com/airmagique. And it all starts at just €2 and you get double the airmagique every single month. So stick around to the end of this show for a preview of that Patreon exclusive episode. And you guys that are listening in on the live stream, we'll be continuing the recording directly at the end of this main show. So you guys are going to get the Patreon exclusive show live as well, not just the main show.
So secrets revealed.
Yeah.
We record them at one time.
Back to back. Yes. So much has happened at Disneyland Paris in 2023. It's exciting times with a lot of expansion and refurbishments underway. So a fun, quote unquote, end of the year episode. Niels, I've compiled our biggest hopes, or I guess you could say wishes, for 2024 for Disneyland Paris. So Niels, would you do us the honor of sharing your first wish?
Oh, yes. So my first wish for Disneyland Paris is that they make good progress on the Walt Disney Studios Park upgrade and extension in 2024. So I'm not expecting an opening or a big opening. It's taken quite a long time already since the announcement of the works and the completion of the second park. So I really hope that they make good progress this year or next year. I have to say it was amazing if the lake and the lake restaurant and that small flat ride that was announced next to the restaurant, including the English gardens around the lake, maybe even a nighttime show on that lake. If that could get completed in 2024. I'm not expecting Frozen to open. It would be a really nice bonus. But I guess Frozen will open first part of 2025. But let's see if they at least can keep the speedy construction works that they're having right now. Just like Studio One will be changed. There's so much going on, and I really hope that the park And the guests will benefit from all these cool things very soon without further delay. So can start building other lands around the lake. And I still hope for Star Wars, although that's a little bit of wishful thinking.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
But the rumors for a Pandora and a Lion King land are quite strong. So yeah, also excited to welcome those lands.
Yeah, I think a Pandora would also serve the park really nicely because it's an indoor theater type attraction. That's something that the studios doesn't currently have. Although, yeah, my heart is still with Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, if I'm being honest here. That e-ticket is just so amazing, and it would have been a brilliant addition to Walt Disney Studios Park in Paris. But I think it sounds quite plausible that we're going to at least get part of the lake, maybe, and some entertainment. Yeah, the view is going to be kind of funny, right? If they're still working on
the frozen lands, and you can
on the other side of the lake.
The other side,
exactly.
Yeah. So they, at least they should complete the the castle, the little village, so that it looks nice, and then they can still complete all. Well, indoor stuff.
Yeah, I guess if they prioritize the facades first and then move on to indoor theming at a second stage, that
could be an option.
Work quite well, and it would look really good.
and it would, make the park much bigger already. So people will spread out a little bit. And capacity-wise, that would definitely help, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'd still keep it gated, though, because if not, people are just walking around the construction zone like, why isn't this open? Why isn't that open?
But that's a possibility. Yeah. So what's your first wish for next year, Eric?
So my first wish is improved food options at the parks and Disney Village. Honestly, food has always been a bumpy ride at Disneyland Paris. While you can find some good options in the parks, a lot of the big quick service locations like Café Hyperion or En Coulisses have been serving up dry, uninspiring burgers for the past 30 or so years. Yep. But all is not lost. So we've previously mentioned some big changes are coming to Disney Village and Walt Disney Studios Park. Not only is Studio One getting a major overhaul, but Rosalie, French Brasserie, is opening up this month, which is so exciting. We've been hoping for more authentic French dining options since the parks opened, and they are finally getting some. Besides that, who knows what the culinary future holds for Studio One, but I, for one, would love to see more a more diverse set of quick service options inside Studio One, like maybe beautifully themed food court style setup, offering various culinary options. Other than that, more consistently available seasonal offerings would be great in 2024 as well. Mm-hmm. Over the past year, we've seen seasonal snacks sell out, delayed, or just not being properly prepared when compared to the images.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's some room for improvement there, and I would love to see it.
Yeah, I totally agree. That would be really nice. And not opening in 2024, but I'm also wondering what kind of food options we'll get at the Frozen Land. If that will be something special or just more burgers.
Well, I did see some snarky remarks because in Hong Kong they had the, I think it's called omiyage. It's the plastic food that's in the window display cases. So everything looks really beautiful, and it was served the exact way it was presented, and it's plastic option. I really like that. Actually, I wish that's something that would be more present in Europe, because then you can see exactly what you'll be getting at a restaurant. I think it's a really nice thing, especially in regards to language barriers, where you first have to find the menu in your language, and then it's not translated maybe in the best way possible from French. So
true. Yeah, you can just really look and pick something.
Yeah. Exactly. But then since it's Disneyland Paris, it's probably going to be looking completely different once it's on your plate than what was presented to you. But
You never know.
To keep our fingers crossed. Yeah.
Let it go.
So what's your next pick, Niels?
Yeah, my next pick is a short one. But I wish for some new decorations, snacks, and entertainment in the summer season. I guess Symphony of Colors will end by the summer, although I also saw some rumors that some of the entertainment will continue during the summer. So maybe that's not just the low season offering, but also the summer offering. I'm not sure, but I would love to see something new for the let's say, high season as well. No repeat of the Lion King and the Jungle season, although it was quite popular, but something totally new, something sunny, preferably.
Yeah.
So that would be really nice. But yeah, I also think summer vacations, well, people will come anyway, so maybe Disney are thinking, well, right. why should we do something?
Yeah,
after
yeah,
summer, we sense. Already have Halloween and Christmas. So, yeah, not sure, but summer, that would be nice.
Yeah. The issue one always has with summer, right, is because everything's the daylight hours are so long.
True.
You have to push the nighttime entertainment back so far.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're just trying to shorten that show schedule a little bit at the end of the day. But Symphony of Color did have a daytime show as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
so
true.
That could be presented in one form or another. Maybe they'll change the name up a little bit or the setup to accompany... keep the heat in mind basically during those summer months.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, we'll see. It's definitely a good point. Yeah, nice wish.
Exactly. So your next one, Eric.
Yeah, my next wish is all about mobile food ordering at Disneyland Paris. So
more food. I see it.
Yeah, more food. I'm hungry. So the introduction of mobile food ordering at Disneyland Paris in 2021 has been a real lifesaver. Mm-hmm. We use it at least once during every single trip. This feature can easily save you an hour or more on a busy day. Now that mobile food ordering is available, I would love to see further refinement to the process in the app. Niels recently shared a small hack with me that you don't actually need to fill in all that information, like your address and phone number.
Yeah, which you try?
Not yet. We did it during our last visit, and it was such a pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's awesome. However, it would be great if the Disneyland Paris IT team managed to integrate that more seamlessly into the app so that... it won't ask you to log into your Disney account every time, just to make it feel more integrated and smooth. It just feels very redundant when using the app.
Yeah.
Also, the entire ordering process seems to take place inside of a browser window in the app, which makes it feel really clunky. So I would just love to see some refinement, making the ordering process more efficient and user-friendly. It would be more fitting for Disneyland Paris's quote-unquote premium resort experience to have an app that serves up a polished experience overall.
Yeah, and especially when you select that you have a Disneyland pass or annual pass, you get a reduction, but then you still have to show the pass to the cast member to show that you... actually should get that reduction. But if you show them your pass, they could also scan the QR code to see if your order is ready instead of that you have to show a website or tell them a number or something else.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
And they can maybe do the same with the park ticket that you can connect it and you just show your ticket and they scan it and know what to hand out to you instead of... It's now a little bit... messy.
Yeah, the process just doesn't feel as elevated as it could be with
that's the
technology
right
available to us. So what's next, Niels?
I also hope that 2024 will be the year in which Disneyland Paris will look further than the Walt Disney Studios park, Disney Village, and the hotel transformations. So we have a beautiful castle park that didn't get any major expansions for years.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's about time for that, Disney. Maybe the original idea for Indiana Jones with a bigger attraction than just the small coaster that we have now. Maybe a Star Wars Miniland. We don't get the Galaxy's Edge in the studios in the back of Discoveryland, where we have now their PhilharMagic and where we used to have Pizza Planet. That could be a way of extending the Star Tours and Star Traders and Starport area a little bit in the back.
That's true, yeah.
So you can still have some kind of Miniland over there. Maybe the popular Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway ride from the US parks. It could also fit in the studios, but we need the Mickey ride. So bring us the real stuff, Disney.
Yeah, totally.
And also the new IPs like Encanto or maybe even Wish. It would be great to see, well, new IPs coming sooner to the parks. So yeah, let's see if that is possible. Besides Disneyland Park, totally. Maybe we can finally get an announcement or a little concept art glimpse of the resort's future. I mean, not the hotels, but the whole resort, the whole theme park with all its hotels. As there should come a third gate, aka a third park, as they contractually have to build it one day in order to not, well, lose grip on the surroundings of the current park, so otherwise they cannot claim all that land. And according to the current agreements, they need to be ready in 2035, if I'm correct. So, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Looking at how slowly the works progress in the studios and village, I would suggest that they start anytime soon. Otherwise, we'll get another studio park.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if it's easier for them, instead of starting construction, to just renegotiate those contracts again with the government.
Yeah, and they already renegotiated that three times or something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But they're such an important player in the region for jobs. I guess they have a lot of leverage on that end. But
I think so. But it would be nice as there was an announcement last year of, I think, $60 billion investment in Disney parks worldwide.
Yep. And give us some over here.
Yeah, a significant part, is reserved for Disneyland Paris, if some of the rumors are correct.
Yeah, totally.
And yeah, I think Walt Disney Studios park was built with like $500 million, so.
Yeah, yeah. I could see an Encanto land fitting in Adventureland, or
that would be nice. Yeah.
Maybe getting another big dark ride in Fantasyland would also be really, really beneficial. So
basically,
like
the idea that was presented on the D23 showcase for Animal Kingdom, where they had Indiana Jones and Encanto, like one South American, area announced.
That
could work in Adventureland. Yeah, absolutely.
Totally. Yeah.
We're dreaming.
Yeah, well, that's all wishful thinking.
Yes.
So my last wish is also pretty unlikely. However, I would love to see the return of some sort of nighttime parade at Disneyland Paris. Even though we are getting the dronified version of the Main Street Electrical Parade, I would love to see a permanent and physical nighttime parade.
Yeah.
Seeing the lights dim on Main Street while the glow of thousands of twinkle lights light up and characters prance down in the parade route is just, there's a certain kind of magic there that is difficult to replicate in a different format.
True.
To be fair, there is a nighttime version of Mickey's Dazzling Christmas Parade, but that's only available during the holiday season. So seeing something along the lines of Dream Lights from Tokyo or Paint the Night in California would be amazing at Disneyland Paris. So fingers crossed that we will get one in the future, if not in 2024, perhaps in 2025.
True. No, that would be amazing. And I agree that we now get Mickey's Dazzling Christmas Parade for the holiday season, which is some kind of nighttime show with so many lights on the floats, but also on all the characters, on the dancers. The Christmas tree lighting ceremony is included in this parade as some kind of show.
True.
Stop on the town square. They have another stop on Central Plaza where they do the projections on the castle another Christmas tree ceremony with some fireworks or some pyro works. But yeah, it's something that we should have all year. I totally agree. Yeah,
totally. Yeah, it just works really well on Main Street. It's so, there's nothing like it. It's one of my favorite Disneyland Paris childhood memories. So getting a whole new generation to have that experience is just would be a really big joy to watch.
Yeah, agree.
Brilliant, Niels. Where can people find you?
Yeah, people can find me on Instagram. I'm Niels Capturing Parks, and I post daily pictures from Disneyland Paris and Walt Disney World. For all my other activities, please visit my website, capturingdisneyparks.com.
If you just found us, be sure to subscribe to Air Magique on your favorite podcast platform to never miss a future episode. Follow Air Magique on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and check out our website, airmagique.net, for all the latest Disneyland Paris and European theme park news. Please consider supporting the show on patreon.com/airmagique. You get access to a completely new exclusive episode every single month, and it really helps out a lot and keeps the show running.
Oh, yes.
So before we go, we did want to thank some of our patrons, and you can also get in a shout out, beginning with this Sequoia tier. So thank you so much to Simon, JB, Gray, Andy, Jordan, and Jerry. We hope you guys had a fantastic 2023. We wish you a very happy holidays and a wonderful 2024. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. Niels, would you do us the honor of sharing your first favorite weird attraction?
Oh, yes. My first pick is Boot Hill at Disneyland Paris.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Boot Hill is located in Disneyland Park's Frontierland. And it's a small cemetery on the right side of Phantom Manor. It's actually part of the Phantom Manor attraction, and maybe even more part of the whole Thunder Mesa story, which is the fictional town we visit in Frontierland. So Boot Hill is the final resting place of the Ravenswood family, who owned the manor and also the gold mine in the Big Thunder Mountain, as well as the final resting place for some other Thunder Mesa locals. It's quite weird to have a cemetery in a theme park, and maybe especially in a Disney park. But it's pretty cool in my opinion, and it maybe it even fits in a Disney park if we think about this for a moment.
That was just a short preview of the full-length Patreon-exclusive show. You can get instant access to this episode as well as Disneyland Paris Hacks 2.0, Disneyland Paris on a Budget, and the Discoveryland Deep Dive, along with all of our other fabulous Patreon-exclusive episodes, now on patreon.com/airmagique. See you there!